With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. More lab-grown meat products are being introduced, and that has some worried, not only about the effect it could potentially have on the market for the meat ranchers sent to grocery stores every day, but also the safety of the people who choose to eat lab-grown products. As the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Food and Drug Administration continue negotiating on regulatory framework, Danielle Beck with the NCBA explains why comprehensive safety testing and a government-sponsored consumer survey are needed before these new lab-grown meat products come to market.
2018 was a very busy year when it comes to all things lab-grown fake meat, and we concluded the year on December 26th by submitting comments to USDA and FDA in response to their joint public meeting on the regulation of these products, as well as their announcement that both agencies had come to an agreement where there would be a dual oversight, where FDA oversees the collection of the cells, the cell lines, the cell harvesting, and USDA oversees the day-to-day production and the labeling.
And she says it really just boils down to safety.
While the purveyors of these products say they're completely safe, the scientific community has not reached a consensus on that. But then the end product also needs to be looked at to, you know, determine whether or not it's safe for consumption.
And she says the NCBA wants fake meat products deemed safe before they're allowed on store shelves. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.